From the moment that I met James, I knew that it was kismet. He was everything that I had ever longed for, had ever dreamed of surrounding myself with, of enveloping my entire being with. He had a wishful arrogance about him that was intriguing, mystifying, really. His broad shoulders, nearly shoulder-length hair, chiseled jaw, muscular chest, even his starkly thin and almost button-like nose drove me to a state from which I could never hope to return. Needless to say, he broke me in a way that I have never been broken, forcing me to want something that I was unsure that I could hold on to for all of time, though from the very first moment, that was all I could desire. I longed for every bit of his essence. There I was, stopping by the convenience store near my house for some snacks, never expecting anything out of the ordinary to happen. I spoke to someone on occasion while I was there, but never for long, never anything exciting. When I turned around from grabbing my things, planning to head to the counter, I bumped into this exquisitely gorgeous man. I had seen plenty of good-looking men before, but never had I seen one like James. He was everything that every woman wants, both physically and in behavior. As I began to apologize, James gave me a cocky little grin and introduced himself. I didn't know if he was trying to pick me up or what. I was so breathless that I couldn't even respond for at least 10 seconds. When words finally came to my lips, they sounded to me like gibberish. I still don't know exactly what I said to him, but whatever it was, it made him laugh. Even his laugh made me completely melt inside, and much to my surprise, get a little wet. No guy had ever had that effect on me at all before. It had always taken a lot more to get me to that point. I couldn't believe that this unbelievable specimen of a man could do it all with just a chuckle. I tried everything to fight what I was feeling, but I was so weak that I felt like putty in the man's hands. All of a sudden, he extended his hand and he grabbed me by the arm. I had no idea why. I then realized that I really had gotten weak, so weak that I had started to fall. James's arm was obviously very strong because he held me up as if I were nothing at all. As if I didn't have enough to worry about already, now I knew he had incredible strength. I imagined myself being held by those very strong arms, melting in them, holding nothing back, giving my everything to him. My body cried out for this man. My soul yearned for his continual presence. My very being quivered at his nearness. Once again, so speechless before him, I might choke to find words. This ever-powerful man, this seemingly elusive man, this man of my eternal fantasies, stood before me a mythical, dispossessed entity that called out to me to be consumed. When I finally spoke again, I think I said something like, "Hey, I'm Denise. Who are you?" James smiled intently, smirking in such a sexy way that I felt myself melt all over again. What was I to do, I wondered. James had never let his hand go from steadying me. I don't know how long the moment lasted, but it seemed like an eternity, a very sensual and satisfying eternity. My entire body burned and yearned for more of him. My being and his seemed entwined as one. I don't know why, how, or even care the answer to either. "Hey, Denise, why don't we get you out of here?" James finally spoke. It was amazing. He spoke. He spoke to me. He spoke to me in a sexy way, a mannerism about him that filled me with hope. He not only spoke, but he asked me to leave with him. My exact reaction, I'm pretty sure, was, "Hell yeah, let's go!"